Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Into the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via Blog Talk Radio on my show page, thank you. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in to the show. Your call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. Lock that number in so that at any time you can just go straight to that number, pull it up, shoot into the show, state your opinion. Have a great show set up for you tonight. This is a Monday. I am tired. I am sleepy. I am going to bed right after the show. But I did have to get on the show and speak to you guys. I hope you guys had a great Monday at work. And I hope all you came through the weekend okay, with no big problems. Or if you're here, you didn't have a big problem. So, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all of your needs or concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. Just go into your Facebook account, go into the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right. Now, guys, today's episode today or show today is called the Super Bowl. Blah, blah. The Super Bowl versus Beyonce. Now, the Super Bowl was a good game. My team won. The Ravens came through and pulled out the win in the Super Bowl. I think it was a great game up until the blackout. Once the blackout happened, everyone got kind of weird. People at home got weird. I know that things were starting to get weird for the networks. They were losing ratings. And also people at home were starting to kind of get weird because no one knew what had happened. No one knew how long it was going to be. The game was going to be down. No one knew if anything else would be going on during that time. I see a lot of people said that they thought that something was going to happen. Someone deliberately shut down half the power to the stadium and, was going to do something weird. Now, I think the only way that didn't cross my mind, but maybe it did for some of the security officials that may have gotten some type of threats or whatever before the game. And that usually happens with these big events anyway. So, it was kind of a thing that was weird, all up in the air, and kind of, like I said, didn't know what in the world was going on. All right, but they seem to have gotten the power back and gotten the lights back on, and they resumed the game. Once they resumed the game, it seems like the 49ers, San Francisco, started to gain momentum. They picked up at that point, came all the way back, hustled back, and brought this game to respectability on their part. I believe that they were about to get blown out. I believe that things were about to get hectic for them, and I believe things were going to go downhill for them from that point forward. But nonetheless, the lights did go out. The game was delayed, and they did regroup, or whatever, and start to come back in the game. Now, I know a lot of you guys have those had those boards, the Super Bowl square boards. Maybe you did it at work, or maybe you did it at home, or something like that, where you bought a block and you put your name in a block and paid. I've seen boards from anywhere from $2 to the least board I've seen, all the way up to $50 per square is some of the boards as well. Now, a lot of you guys had those numbers at the end of the game, but when Baltimore strategically was trying to run down the clock and went out of the end zone for a safety, that kicked all you guys that had those numbers out of business. And I know some people who had those numbers who were so upset, but that's the way the game goes. That's just it. I used to be the one to put those boards together at work. When I was, when I was doing a little different job. And I never used to win that stuff. It always came down to someone else winning the thing and not me. And that was, that was always tough on me. But, again, that's how things go. I use my time, my money, and everything to get these boards together. And usually I had to buy the last few remaining squares. You know what I'm saying? And I bought the last few remaining squares, got the numbers filled in and everything, gave folks copies, and my numbers never came in. I think that was one year when I did win some money on the Super Bowl stuff. Anyway, guys, call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. But the Super Bowl was good. I think it was a good game. Probably as best as you could imagine. But the entertainment for the game, the entertainment was just off the charts. We had Jennifer Hudson doing, I think, some America the Beautiful. Then we had Alicia Keys doing the national anthem. These ladies are so talented, and these ladies are so beautiful. It's just kind of mind-boggling to see. And what I'm saying is that, you have guys watching these football games, tough, rugged. Guys watching these football games, and a lot of women too, but you had these guys watching these football games, and you put these women, these beautiful women in front of them. It's hard to concentrate on anything outside of that, And then you bring in at halftime, you bring the star of the show, Beyonce on stage. She's probably right now as hot as she's gonna get in her career. I'm not talking about her looks. I'm talking about where she is at this stage in her career. She's probably as hot as she's gonna be ever in her career. She's at the top of her game right now. And she looks just tremendous. She keeps herself, she seems to keep herself in shape. She keeps her dance moves on. I should add that comes from daily practice. And she's just a beautiful young lady. And like I said, you know, guys watching that stuff was just glued to the TV. Halftime, no one moved the channel at halftime. Halftime was Beyonce watching Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? And she did a tremendous job. She brought out two other young ladies, Kelly and I forget the other young lady's name from Destiny's Child, but they did great as well. They popped out of the stage, you know, like Michael Jackson, but you know, they did a great job as well. I can't take anything away from those girls. Can't take anything away from Beyonce. I think that she stole the show. She did a tremendous job. I mean, if you were to go to Beyonce today after last night and say, you know, did you have any problems? Everything looked so smooth and everything looked to come off just right. And you sounded good. You know, you were right on cue and everything. Was there anything that was screwed up that you knew about? And I'm sure she'd say there was something. You know, that big of a show, 9 times out of 10, do not run smoothly. There's usually a glitch in there somewhere that happened. Okay, there's usually a glitch in there, but we'll never know it, okay, unless you know her. And if you do know her, and you're listening to my show, call me. Let me introduce me to her. You know, I'm not saying that as something weird. I'm a married man, but this woman is just, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. So, Super Bowl versus Beyonce. Who do you think was the victor here? Beyonce and her halftime thing, or the game of the Super Bowl? Now, it's a toss up for me, but I think Beyonce took the cake. She did a great job, and you know, as far as the Super Bowl goes, I liked a lot of the commercials. I didn't like a few of them. I think that the coverage was good. The only problem was the power outage. And that's a big problem. You know, you just can't have that kind of stuff go on at a major event like the Super Bowl. But again, things happen. And, you know, sometimes that stuff is out of the control, out of the hands of some people. Okay? So get that in your mind, that that stuff was out of someone's control. Okay? But overall, Super Bowl was a good game. Everything. I think it had everything was tremendous. The entertainment, as far as the entertainers go, and the game itself, everything from 6 to 10, 11 o'clock, or however long it lasted, was a pretty good showing. Okay, that was a pretty good showing. And things usually turn out pretty good for a Super Bowl because everybody's watching. So things usually turn out pretty well. But this year I have what Ray Lewis did this year was tremendous. He retired. He had his last game last night, and that's the way to end your career. In your career or your sports, if you're a sports guy, you end your career with a world championship. But he's got two world championships now, and he lead the game with no, what we call it, significant injuries that we know of, as far as anything that may hurt him down the line. You know, he's seeing a lot of these guys from ex-football players that are really in a bad way right now. They had too many headshots or too many concussions in their career. And now they almost can't live with themselves for the way that they feel every day. And that's really, really not only shocking, but it's got to be something that's very hard to deal with. I can't imagine waking up every day like some of these guys with a splitting headache daily. And I know I saw the story of one guy. He gets up, and when he starts having these huge headaches and can't seem to get rid of it, he goes into his what he calls a sanctuary, which is the bathroom. He goes into the bathroom, sits on the toilet, closes the door, turn out the lights, and he's just got silence and darkness. He said that's the only thing that actually helps him cope with his headaches. But for Ray Lewis walking away from the game, that's how you want to walk away from the game. And walk away from it, being able to walk, without any significant injuries, a pocket full of money, and you got two Super Bowl rings on your hand. That is, he's had a tremendous career. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, guys. Call into the show, talk about it. Our show today is called Super Bowl versus Beyonce. Now, again, like I said, they had great entertainment on the show with the Super Bowl. They had a great game, and the only glitch that we saw was the when the lights went out, you know, when darkness struck, That was the only glitch that we saw that was that was you know, bad on the Super Bowl. But like I said, some things you can't control, and you know, it's something that happens. It's probably never happened in a Super Bowl before, and it may not happen again, but who knows? Who knows? But my team won. Everything turned out okay. All right. Now, guys, I'd like for you to join the show tomorrow. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's show. So all I have to say is don't miss tomorrow's show. You'll get a message tomorrow. Those of you who are set up, you'll get a message tomorrow about a half hour before the show starts, so you'll know exactly what the show's going to be on. I know what it's going to be on, but I'm telling you, you don't want to miss tomorrow's show. I'll be here at 6:30. You know, ready to go for you at 6:30 tomorrow. I hope you guys have a great evening. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you have a great day at work tomorrow. Wish the same for me. Keep your family safe and keep them moving. Keep them moving. And I believe that everything can be okay. All right? I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow, same place, same time, 6:30, right here for the Frank Williams Show. Again, call into the show tomorrow and give your opinion about what's going on. All right? Give your opinion, give your idea, give your solution, or what have you. Whatever we're looking for, call in and talk about it. Even if you just want to call and say hello to me, I don't mind that at all. So do that for me, guys. Call into the show and let's talk. This is a talk show. It's not for me to talk all the time, but it's your show. It's your show. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, join the show tomorrow. And again, I'm over and I'm out. Good night.
Yeah. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm gonna promise.